Luca went out to prepare for the coming day. I stayed in the room to rest my eyes and to think. The next thing I knew, Harv was waking me up.
Zach, get up.
I sat up and noticed I was in bed.
How long was I sleeping?
Doesn't matter. It is morning now. The news is out. For an event this big, they have even lifted their mass communication restrictions. There will be a one-day celebration of the Queen's life, then a one-day celebration of Luca becoming Queen, and then Kiana's trial will begin. The people already want her head.
So that means I have 2 days to prove she's innocent.
Very good, Zach. Apparently, the royals like to use the media when it's convenient. They are broadcasting the holostory of the Queen's life above the stadium. They have also sent a message to the entire population via the emergency communication bands they all wear.
I got out of bed and moved to the window. It gave me a clear view of the stadium. Giant images of Queen Ella were rotating above it. The Queen signing papers. The Queen lifting massive amounts of weight. The Queen holding a baby in her arms. The Queen addressing a crowd at the stadium. The Queen working in a lab. The Queen working in the fields. And running across the bottom of the images, the words, loved by all.
Well, obviously not all.
Luca walked in.
Are you ready for the celebrations of my mother's life?
Celebrations?
Yes. First, we will go to the public one to put in our appearances. Then we will come back to the ivory tower for our private thoughts.
The celebrations mean wine and food, right?
Correct.
I smiled. This was something I could use. Loose lips sink ships, and wine has been the source of more loose lips than anything else. I looked at Luca.
What's wrong?
Just a little nervous. I have to give the opening remarks. As the one destined to be queen, I need to first state what a great woman the queen was.
Well, that should be easy for you.
It is. My mother was great. It is the next part that makes me sweat. I have to tell what I will do as queen. I have never given it any thought, as I had no interest in being queen.
Do the people know this?
No. I am sure none of them ever considered I would become queen, so none ever asked if I would want it.
What about your sisters or your aunt?
I have confided in both Oma and Poca.
What about Mara and Andra?
Truthfully, no. Though I am sure they have both assumed that I have no interest in being queen.
I'm pretty certain that Andra has something to do with this. If you say outright that you want to be queen, she'll come after you.
I can handle her.
I'm sure you can, but I need more time to determine if Andra acted alone. If we smoke her out too fast, we might ruin that.
Okay. So why don't I just say I am stepping down after the trial?
Because if that's what the murderer wants, and I'm guessing they do, we don't want them to be feeling too good about themselves. We want them uneasy. We want them to make a move, but only when we're ready to spring a trap.
I understand.
By the time Luca and I reached the stadium, it was full to the upper levels. Truly, every citizen of Lantis had come to pay their respects to the Queen. Bots, some of which I swear had some sort of wood paneling, were rolling up and down the aisle serving generous portions of wine and food. In the center of the stadium floor, there was a stage. Andra, some of her security people, Mara, Poca, and a few other women were seated on the stage. Luca and Xena, that would be me, and I am proud of that name, walked into the stadium and onto the grounds. I followed Luca towards the podium.
I must make my speech now. Stay a few steps behind my family.
We walked up the steps. Luca headed to the podium at the front of the stage. I went and stood behind the seated royals along with the other security people. Luca stood at the podium and adjusted the crystal, which I guessed that she would be using as a microphone. She looked royal and commanding. I gazed over at Andra to see if she agreed with my assessment. From the snarl on her face, I gathered she did.
My fellow citizens of Lantis, my mother has left us, but we are not here to be weak and mourn her passing to the next plane. We are here to celebrate the life that was. We know she is looking at us from the next plane and smiling with pride. Now we head into the future, but first we must decide who murdered our beloved Queen Ella. My sister Kiana stands accused.
Luca raised an arm to hush the crowd.
But we must look at all of the evidence before we decide on her fate. It is what my mother, the mother of us all, would have wanted. I swear to you all, if I am to become queen, I will be the best queen I can be.
She lowered her raised fist.
Now I give you my sister Andra to send my mother's, our mother's body off.
Luca started back to her seat as Andra stood up and walked toward the podium.
The middle of the stage opened up, and the queen's body rose up on a platform. She was dressed in a white flowing gown and lying on a mound of flowers. Andra took the crystal mic in her hand and addressed the crowd.
Citizens of Lantis, I, Andra, third daughter of Ella, swear before you all that I will not sleep, eat, or even excrete until Kiana is proven guilty and sentenced to life on another plane of existence. Unlike our dear mother, though, it will be a lower plane.
Interesting way of saying until we kill her.
And returned toward the queen's body. She drew a long red crystal from her side. Then she pointed the red crystal at the queen's body. The body burst into flames. Andra concentrated on the crystal and the flames grew stronger. I could feel the heat from where I was standing. We all watched for a minute as the body burned. And then Andra lowered the crystal. The flames slowly burned themselves out, revealing nothing but the dust that had been the queen. Andra turned to the crowd.
Let the party begin!
Mara ran up to the front of the stage. She hoisted a flask of wine about her head.
To Queen Ella!
Queen Ella!
Luca turned to me.
Come, it is time for the family to celebrate in private.
We went back to the IT and met in the banquet room on the third floor. All the sisters were there, except Kiana, of course, along with Poca, Oma, and maybe a dozen other sapphire-haired women. The royals and their cousins, or significant others, or whatever, were seated around a long wooden table. At least I was pretty certain the table was wooden. It was hard to tell, as the entire surface was covered with food. There were a couple of roasted pigs with apples in their mouths, and a roasted turkey that was so large it had to be some sort of mutant strain. There was an assortment of fruits, grapes as big as apples, apples as big as watermelons, and watermelons way bigger than I thought a watermelon needed to be. These women knew how to eat. About the only thing flowing thicker and more plentiful than the food was the wine. There were barrels and barrels of it, and never an even partially empty mug in the room. Except, of course, for mine. Wine has its time and purpose. For me, it wasn't the time, but it certainly had the purpose. Wine may not be as fast as a truth serum, but it can be just as effective and a lot more fun. I stood around in relative silence for an hour, just letting it all soak in, watching and learning. Once I was sure she was reasonably marinated, I picked Papa as my first target. I sauntered over to her and gave her the customary slap on the back. She turned to me. At first, she was frowning. Then, when she remembered who I was, she smiled and returned my slap on the back.
Oh, Peter, it is you.
Xena.
Whatever.
You look happy.
Of course I am. This is a celebration of our queen's life.
But you look extra happy. Like a girl moving up in the world.
You are as smart as you are a worthy fighter.
Thanks. I am no you, but I'd like to be, if you get my drift.
Are you coming on to me?
No, I'm job hunting. Luke is nice, but so... so...
goody, goody.
How is Andra to work for?
Papa put her arm around me and led me away from the crowd.
Andra is an excellent boss. She is strong, wise, and can drop an ox with a fart.
Yes. Those are good traits for a leader.
There is something else about Andra that only a few of us know.
What is it?
It's something different for Andra. Not nearly as strong or forceful as her other gifts.
Are you going to tell me? Or am I going to have to guess?
She leaned into my ear.
She can go into super stealth mode. She can teleport and become invisible.
So I was right. Andra wants to be queen.
She feels it is her duty.
Her duty?
The queen was becoming weak. Kiana has always been weak, though she would never admit it. Luca doesn't have the heart of a leader, but at least she knows it.
But how did Andra make the poison? She has Poca on her side. She must have promised her a baby.
Exactly! You are smart. You could go far.
Papa took a step back and looked me over.
Not sure if I like that.
Don't worry, Papa. I am no threat to you.
Why?
Now that I know Lantis will be safe and Luca is safe, I am happy with my role protecting Luca.
Why? Why work for her? when you can work for the Queen. Andra is even going to give us non-royals more power.
I pointed at Luca.
Look at her. She's beauty beyond compare.
She's not all that great. But I guess if you're into that kind of thing, then why did you ask me about Andra?
Just wanted to make sure my love Luca was safe.
You are devious. You would go far in security or politics. I am glad you are not hot for Luca. Yes, as long as Luca steps down after the trial, she will be fine. So you make sure she does the right thing.
Don't you worry. I will. I certainly will.
I had seen and heard enough. I now had the culprits and the method. I just needed to find a way to smoke them out. And I was pretty sure I had the match to start the fire. I just have to bide my time until I got Luca alone.
Zack, you need to get out of here pronto.
Why?
You have been in that holographic disguise all day. I have to drop it and recharge, or else you will start to flicker soon.
I couldn't have that. I made a hasty path to Luca and touched her on the shoulder. I watched Andra watching us.
Luca, I have to go to the room and recharge a little. You'll be safe here?
Of course.
We'll have to talk later in private.
Luca simply nodded. I headed out of the banquet room into the hallway.
Zack, you are being followed.
Let me guess. Andra.
Bingo.
I didn't pick up my pace. I wanted to make it easy for Andra to catch me. We were going to need to talk sooner or later, anyhow. Sooner worked for me. As in, the sooner I got it over with, the sooner I could move on. Andra grabbed my shoulder and spun me into the wall.
You have to get rid of her in 3 minutes. One, if you fight.
Why are you leaving your charge?
She is surrounded by your people. She is safe. I'm going to go prepare the room for her now. Make sure it is secure.
I have analyzed Andra's tactics. She may plan to pin you by the throat with her arm. I would have a hard time holding that hologram and making her think she was touching it.
I slid away from Andra's grip.
Now, if you don't mind, I have my duties to perform.
Andra curled her hands into fists and waved them under my chin.
Why did you whisper to Luca that you had to see her in private later?
Hard, rev up my left arm.
Check.
I hauled off and hit Andra with a left jab right between the eyes. It knocked her to the ground.
I just want some private time with the most beautiful woman on Lantis.
Andra stood up.
Interesting. My sister likes XYs.
I hope to change her.
Zack, make it faster.
Andra reached for me, but her arm was pushed to the side. Before either of us could react, Mara was between us.
Stand down, big sister. This woman is no threat to you, or our sister, the next queen. Sister, the last thing we need is more trouble now.
Andra, let me go. I bowed, then headed to the elevator. I owed Mara one. Of course, the question now was, why Mara was paying so much attention to Andra paying attention to me. I got to the room just as my hologram flickered off. I went over and sat down on the bed. I now knew who at least two of the guilty parties were. The problem was, the only proof I had was the testimony of a drunken bodyguard.
Zack, I have been able to get my sensors on more of Queen Ella's diary. The main diary is online for the royals to access, but this stuff was buried and encoded pretty deep. It's like somebody wanted us to find the first items, but not this.
A holographic image of a diary appeared in front of me. By moving my hand left or right, I could flip backward or forward through the book. Not only were Queen Ella's notes here, but the tome also contained the combined wisdom of all the old queens. All three of them. Reading through, it appeared that the one characteristic they all shared was a deep resentment of males. The first queen, Flo, blamed males and their urge for new territory as the source of the war that ripped their planet apart. The second queen, Aba, was the one who decided mass media was bad, as too much information makes people dull, since they can't process it and they turn their minds off to all but the most trivial things. Additionally, mass media was funded by advertisements, and those were fueled by greed. The ads convinced people that they wanted more material goods than they really needed, which they bought, creating more funds for more ads, and so on forever. She managed to relate greed to males, saying that wanting more was in their wiring, but they always want to acquire as many mates as possible to seed their sperm. I didn't argue with the last statement. It'd be pretty hard to argue with a dead queen anyway, but experience has taught me that greed is not gender-based. Next were Queen Ella's entries. She had put down a lot more besides her earlier wisdom on what makes a good leader a good leader. She noted how many of her ancestors mentioned that males are a plague on the planet and should be culled or controlled. The queen considered it, but figured that as long as they remained shrouded from the XY world, they could gain more from having a Y gene pool to choose from. This was a greater consideration than the potential danger. The other interesting fact was that most of her entries on Kiana noted that she'd make a promising leader. They contradicted the hand-scribbled message she apparently made just days before her death. Now I knew the first message had to be a setup by Andra and Polka, but knowing and proving are two different things.
These women really didn't trust men.
Yeah, they didn't trust them, but none of them wanted to exactly wipe men out. I need to scan through Queen Ella's notes to see what she has to say about Andra, Polka, Luca, and Mara.
Zach, you already know Andra and Polka are behind this.
Yeah, but I still need proof. Maybe something in the Queen's diary will point me in the right direction. Plus, I don't know what the end game is.
End game?
Will Andra be content being Queen of Atlantis? Or will she want more? Reading through the diary, I learned a few tidbits from the Queen. She actually didn't mention Andra, her third daughter, all that much. There was one note that stood out, though. My third daughter has a temper. If she doesn't get what she wants, she snaps. Writing about Luca, the queen figured her to have the biggest heart and the greatest power. She actually thought Luca cared too much about people to be queen. That was interesting. As for Mara, the queen concluded that her youngest daughter was ambitious. She had the makings of a great leader, except being way down the line, she would never get the chance. There were no mentions of Polka, aside from trivial references such as, Polka trimmed my toenails today.
Who is it?
It is I, Luca.
I got up and let her in.
You said we had to talk and it was urgent, so I came as soon as I could.
She entered the room. I said that like 3 hours ago.
Zach, tomorrow I become queen. For a queen to respond to a matter in 3 hours is an urgent response.
I have proof that Andra and Polka are behind the murder of Queen Ella and are trying to frame Kiana.
Proof?
Papa told me. She also told me that Andra has a couple of extra special gifts, probably given to her by Polka at the promise of Andra letting Polka give birth.
Extra special gifts?
She can teleport and become invisible. It's easy to see how somebody like that could have followed Kiana to Randy's lab and stolen the formula for the poison.
Oh.
She sat down on a chair and gazed out the window.
What proof do you have?
Now, so far, only Papa's drunken statement, recorded by Harv. I also have more data from Harv showing that Kiana was shoe shopping at the time the poison information was stolen.
I do not doubt you, Zach, but my sisters and the rest of Lantis will. The recording of a drunk by an illegal computer wired to the brain of a man will hold as much water as a leaky thimble with my people when the trial begins tomorrow.
Tomorrow? I thought you would be inducted first and then the trial.
Oh, didn't you hear?
Apparently not.
Mara figured it would not be advisable to make me full queen until Kiana was found guilty. Since I am already acting queen now, that is good enough for the trial. Once the trial is over, if Kiana is found innocent, she will be inducted as queen. If not, then I will become queen unless I pass the title to Andra. Mara just thought it would be a waste of time and resources to possibly have two coronations. We all agreed.
Why did you let Mara make this decision?
Mara is an intelligent woman. Perhaps the most intelligent of us all. A wise leader listens to her advisors.
You know they're all thinking Kiana's guilty and you'll step down.
I am aware of that. While I enjoy my role now, I do not think I am fit to lead in the long term. Look what I did to poor Klauba.
So you would let Andra lead?
I do not know. I never dreamed or even nightmared that it would come to this. But if we do not have proof, I do not know what else to do.
We'll get the proof. We'll make Andra snap.
How?
Tomorrow, you unveil your true intentions.
I do not know my true intentions. Nobody knows that.
You say you dig being queen and have decided to stay on.
Dig? Why would a queen dig?
It's slang for like a lot. Let the people know you like being queen.
But that will make me the next target.
Was your mother a good judge of people?
Yes. The problem is, if I refuse to step down and the security forces back Andra, there is only so much I can do.
You could turn them all to stone.
No, I will not do that. I will not do more harm.
How many security people does she have?
10.
Well, 9 now, since Klauba is currently a yard ornament.
Then don't worry. I'm certain tomorrow we can make Andra crack. And when she does, the truth will flow out of her. When that happens, the vast majority of people will side with you. Most of the security team will turn on her.
Are you sure?
Believe me, the one thing I know is how to make people crack.
Believe me, he does.
A night of sifting through the Queen's diary didn't reveal any extra tidbits. I had Harp contact Elena, who contacted Randy to tell him to look for some sign that Andra had been in his lab. There was none. Andra had been good. For now, it seemed, my best course of action was to continue to needle Andra and see if I could make her pop. The trial was set for sunrise. Luca and I watched the sunrise together before we headed to the stadium. When we arrived, it seemed we were the last ones there. Once again, the entire population of Lantis was sitting in the stands, looking down on the stage set in the middle of the grounds. I was surprised none of them had hangovers. These women really had strong constitutions. Kiana sat in the middle of the stage on a metal chair. Her hands and legs were chained. Her mouth was gagged. Bapa and a couple of other muscle-bound, spear and crystal-wielding women paced up and down the stage. Mara, Andra, and Poca, as well as a few other sapphire-haired ladies, sat in seats along the side of the stage. I assumed that they would make the case against Kiana. Luca and Harp told me after the case against Kiana was made, the entire population would vote with their emergency communication bracelets. Luca called it a true democratic process. I had to admit, it seemed that way. Luca and I walked up on the stage. For her role as acting queen, she would need to start the proceedings and make the case against Kiana. The case seemed pretty flimsy, yet the emotions of the crowd were running so high, it looked like flimsy would be enough if we couldn't break Andra. We had to.
We have to hammer Andra. Let her know you don't think she's fit to lead.
But I do think she is fit to lead.
Don't get soft on me now. You need to force her out.
I know. It is just hard for me to put down one of my sisters.
Yeah, well, if you don't, you're going to sentence one of your sisters to death. One of the innocent ones. You'll be putting a killer in charge. Is that what you want?
I always thought being a killer might be a good trait for a politician.
That's part of the problem with this world. It probably is. You need to change that. Plus, if you're queen, you can remove the death penalty so nobody dies.
She pondered my words. She didn't say anything. She simply walked to the podium at the end of the stage. She looked down at the podium, then up at the crowd.
My fellow citizens of Lantis, we join today for the trial of one of my sisters. It is a grave and serious matter, the murder of our beloved Queen Ella. She ruled long and wisely and will be missed.
She lowered her head. The entire crowd followed and lowered their heads. This was good. They were listening to her, hanging on her words. This could be very good. She raised her head again.
I have done much pondering the last couple of days. I have searched my soul. In it, I have found a leader.
The crowd was waiting, watching, anxious to see where she was going with this.
I have never considered myself to be a leader. True, I was one who would lead by example, but never one to give orders to others. That is about to change.
The crowd sat back in their chairs. They weren't quite sure where this was going, but they seemed ready to follow. I looked over at Andra. She was squirming forward in her chair.
So, I have decided that I will remain on as queen.
Looking out at the crowd, I saw many of them nodding their approval. Glancing over at Andra, I saw she was turning red. I liked where this was going.
That is, if, and I mean if, my oldest sister Kiana is found guilty.
She turned away from the podium and looked down, shaking her head. Then her head shot back up, and she straightened her back, looking taller, more commanding.
In fact, I have evidence that my sister Andra was behind the murder of my mother.
Andra jumped up from her chair. She headed toward the podium with Bapa and two others close behind her.
What evidence, sister?
My bodyguard, Zena, had a conversation with your bodyguard, Bapa.
You take the word of a little-known bodyguard.
I stepped forward between them.
Harv, drop the cover.
Zach, are you sure?
Never surer.
I'm not your average bodyguard.
It's a man.
It's Kiana's pet man.
This is no ordinary man. This is Zachary Nixon Johnson, the last freelance private investigator on Earth.
I have heard of him. Trouble always follows him.
No, I track trouble down and stop it before it becomes big trouble. Case in point. Harv, share the recording of my conversation as Zena with Papa.
There is something else about Andra that only a few of us know.
What is it?
It's something different for Andra. Not nearly as strong or forceful as her other gifts.
Are you going to tell me, or am I going to have to guess?
She leaned into my ear.
She can go into super stealth mode. She can teleport and become invisible.
So I was right. Andra wants to be queen.
She feels it is her duty.
Her duty?
The queen was becoming weak. Kiana has always been weak, though she would never admit it. Luca doesn't have the heart of a leader, but at least she knows it.
But how did Andra make the poison? She has Poca on her side. She must have promised her a baby.
Exactly! You are smart.
Enough!
So you admit to killing your mother and setting up your sister. You knew Luca would step down, making you queen. You wanted to take over so you could destroy males.
Yes! Yes, I wanted to take over. My mother had become weak. Kiana was never strong, and Luca does not have the heart of a leader. I am the one who must lead. I have not concluded if men truly are threats yet, but if they are, I am the only one with enough guts to handle them properly.
By infecting them with a virus that will cause them to become virtually extinct...
If needed, we will keep enough around for our needs. Men caused many wars on this planet and our homeworld.
That's not true.
I felt 20,000 eyes focused on me.
Okay, sure, men have been responsible for a lot of the wars and problems in the world. But that doesn't have so much to do with gender as it does with power. Until our recent history, men have been in control of the power. But over the last 100 years or so, that's been changing. More and more women have taken positions of power, and with those positions comes greed.
As I spoke, Harv was morphing into giant charts, supporting my claims.
Here, look at the murder rates over the last 100 years and compare it to the number of women world leaders and the number of women CEOs.
Sure enough, the incidence of murders by women did increase with the number of women that were politicians and were CEOs. I know the secret of being a good speaker, especially when you're not a good speaker, is to make your point fast and get out.
Therefore, I would say it is not gender that causes violence, it's the desire for power. Look at Andra. Her desire for power was so strong she killed her own mother and set up her sister.
I turned to the crowd.
I rest my case.
Andra turned to her security people.
We will show them who the true leader is. They will respond to our show of force.
No, you will not.
Before Bappa and the others could move, they were petrified in place.
You wanted a show of force, sister. I gave it to you.
How could you?
I petrified a few so many more would not be harmed.
Harv, we have to stop Andra before she teleports away.
Now for you!
Andra thrust a finger at me.
You! You did this!
The next thing I knew, she was on top of me. She grabbed me by the throat.
I think her escaping is the least of our worries.
You think?
Oh, by the way, I just boosted your strength by a crazy amount. Be sure to thank me later.
I grabbed her arms and pulled them off me.
What?
While she was confused, I took advantage of the situation and sent her tumbling forward off of me. Now it was my turn to be on top. I leapt up to get closer to where Andra fell. As I was on my way down, I brought both of my knees into the prone Andra's solar plexus. Sitting on top of her, I hit her with a Harv-enhanced jab square in the nose. Her head fell back, and she was out for the count.
I wish you'd left a piece of her for me.
I looked up to see Kiana with her hand out. I grabbed it, and she helped me up to my feet.
Zack, I owe you my life and my crown.
I looked over at Luca.
Well, not just me. I had help.
I saw that a couple of security people were taking Poca away.
So Poca gave up without a fight?
Oma, Mara, and Luca had now joined Kiana and me.
Yes, Poca confessed to everything. She swears she is sorry and only did it out of a desire to have a baby.
What'll happen to them?
Since they confessed, there is no need for a trial. It is up to our new queen, Kiana, to decide.
Luca lifted Kiana's arm up.
Long rule the queen!
Long rule Queen Kiana! Long rule Queen Kiana! Long rule Queen Kiana!
Kiana reached out and shook my hand.
Zack, I would like to thank you for all you have done.
Mara streaked up to Kiana and whispered something into her ear. Kiana frowned a little. She was upset, but trying not to show it. She looked at Mara.
Are you sure?
Mara simply nodded.
I will take it under advisement.
Mara stood back on her heels. She wasn't pleased with Kiana's decision, but she too was trying hard not to show it.
You are dismissed.
Mara bowed ever so slightly.
Yes, my queen.
Sorry about that, Zachary.
What was that about?
Nothing.
Nothing.
Hardly. Mara feels I may be a threat.
Excuse me?
Mara feels I may be a threat to them and humanity. She thinks I have evolved to the point where I am more advanced than humans. Therefore, I will be a threat, as I tried to replace them all with copies of myself.
That's absurd.
Well, not the more advanced part. I have to admit, it is kind of an interesting idea to have a lot more of me around.
Not helping here, Harv.
Very impressive. He read Mara's lips, even though she was moving them at high speed.
Kiana, you know this is ridiculous.
Really, Zack? Harv was able to tap into our systems. He's able to create interactive holograms. What stops him from hacking into Earth defense systems and activating your nuclear arsenal?
Well, nothing.
Harv, really not helping.
Nothing except my sense of morality. Killing is wrong.
According to Mara's research, you've killed before.
Yes, at the North Pole. I did it to save countless others. I did it for the greater good.
So, how do we know you won't do it again? Or that the countless others you save won't be other machines?
Because I wouldn't do that. Ugh. Why do humans and near-humans always think we machines want to rule the world? You guys read way too much science fiction.
Yeah.
Oh, way to stick up for me there, big guy.
I need time to ponder this.
But Zack, Mara is coming at us from behind.
I stepped to the side just as Mara shot past me. I held out my foot, Mara tripped over it, and went flying. Before I could do anything else, though, Kiana had me in a headlock, applying great pressure to my jugular.
Sorry, Zack. Until further notice, you'll be our guest.
It was dark. No, wait. It wasn't dark. I had my eyes closed. I opened them. I looked around. I was lying on a bed in a room. A room that was nicer than my male holding quarters, but not as nice as one of the royals' bedrooms. I sat up. Nothing hurt, which was unusual for me.
Harv, what's going on?
My head felt strange, kind of lacking. I couldn't figure out why.
Welcome back, boss.
Boss? You haven't called me boss in a while.
True. I did not feel right calling you boss when we were sharing your brain.
That's not the only thing that doesn't feel right. The feel. The feeling. The lack of feeling. That was it.
Harv, you aren't in my brain.
I am.
I don't feel it.
I am. Sort of.
Sort of? What does that mean, Harv?
It means practically, boss.
I know what sort of means. I want to know how you can sort of be in my brain.
Oh, yes. I should have known that. Silly me.
Well?
I would think it would be obvious.
I'm assuming the Lantians did something to cripple you.
Very good, Zack.
I noticed that the quality of his holographic projection wasn't as good as it had been before. This image was slightly transparent and didn't have the same illusion of depth and substance I'd grown used to with Harv.
Harv, I can see through you.
Do you mean mentally or physically?
Physically, Harv.
Apparently, I gain a lot from being hooked to your brain.
So we aren't hooked together any longer?
Well, we are.
Then how come I can't feel you inside my brain? How come your performance is down?
That is because the Lantians use some sort of crystal energy to block our link.
Harv, you could have said that at first.
True. Sorry, I am not myself.
Yeah, I noticed.
Very good, boss. I hope you will be happy without me.
How are the Lantians able to block you out so easily?
Apparently, while I was studying them, they were also studying me. Mara works quite quickly. She and Poca came up with the correct frequency to sever our link.
You shouldn't have done that without my permission.
They said I was a parasite infecting your brain. Therefore, asking you for permission would have been futile, as I, the parasite, would have done everything in my power to protect my own existence, since I was controlling you.
I find that kind of offensive.
Think how I feel. I'm the one being tagged a parasite.
Good point.
Yes, even without access to your brain, I am still one of the most advanced cognitive processor holograms around.
So you keep telling me.
I have only told you 527 times. Yes, I guess that is a lot. You must be quite dense.
So you keep telling me.
I have only told you that 321 times.
Where do we stand now?
You are standing on the floor in a room in Lantis. I, being a hologram, don't technically stand. I am just projecting the image of me standing.
Harv, you seem a little more literal than you have been for the last few years.
Since our connection.
Yeah.
Yes, I agree. I cannot decide which condition I prefer.
You're not even using contractions any longer.
I do not believe the use of contractions is a sign of intelligence or growth.
Usually not, but in your case it was. It showed you were learning to be flexible.
So what you are saying is you prefer me having access to your brain.
Let's put it this way. I prefer you when you have access to my brain.
Perhaps it is just because you are some sort of narcissist.
So what's the next step?
The Lantians are going to put me on trial.
And?
If I lose the trial, I will never go back to that old Harv. Well, not the old Harv as I am now the old Harv. I will never go back to being the old new Harv. The hybrid. The one that works with your brain.
How does that make you feel?
Zack, you know I do not feel.
You did yesterday.
Yes, apparently I could. The funny thing is, without being able to feel, I do not know how I feel about not being able to feel. Kind of a weird paradox.
Harv may not have known how he felt. My feelings, though, were clear. I was upset. And a bit sad. This kind of surprised me. One thing was for certain, I wasn't going to stand still and let this happen. I might not be able to prevent it, but it wouldn't be for lack of trying. I went to open the door, and was surprised to see that it was unlocked. I was more surprised to see Kiana standing on the other side of the door with her arm raised to knock on it. I was even more surprised to see Randy standing behind her. I guess I shouldn't have been, though. Randy peeked out from behind Kiana. He smiled and waved.
Oh, Zack, good. You're awake.
Very. Why did you bring him here? He should be left out of this.
Really, Zack? I don't mind.
He is the creator of Harv. Therefore, if Harv is found guilty, he must be punished.
Okay, maybe I mind a little.
Randy tapped Kiana on the shoulder.
By punished, you mean...
We'll blow up that bridge when we come to it.
Ooh, maybe a good spanking. If I've been a bad boy, a spanking seems in order.
So you're going to put Harv on trial?
Yes. He may be a danger to your world.
But I didn't think your people wanted much to do with our world.
But that may change in the future. We want you to be in one piece.
Mara streaked up next to her.
Besides, he could pose a threat to us, too. He certainly found a way around our communication block.
Thank you.
I've never been so proud.
If we find him guilty, we will give you a lobotomy and perhaps even neuter you.
Okay, maybe I have been a little prouder.
Harv is not a danger to the world.
Agreed.
I concur.
We will be the judges.
I agree.
So who will be the jury?
The wise women of Lantis.
Do we get to call witnesses?
Of course, as long as they are female. If they come from your world, which I assume they will, we'll probably have to block their memories afterward.
Do we have a lawyer?
Of course not. We are a civilized society.
Well, I couldn't argue with her there. I thought back to the warning Natasha had given me days ago. Was this what it was about? As long as we get to call character witnesses, I'm happy. How do we get them here?
Give the names to Mara. She will be your liaison and speak for you.
She will. She really hasn't said much to make me think she's on my side.
Zack, this is not against you. It's against Harv and Dr. Poole.
I assure you, Mr. Johnson, I am all for technology. I will represent your friends with all they deserve. After all, I was the one who recommended you in the first place to Kiana. If it were not for me, you would not be in this situation.
I cast a glance at Harv, and then at Randy. Are you guys okay with this?
She's cute, so sure.
I see no other choice. They kind of have a spy the...
Balls.
I was going to say throat, but yours is just as good.
Good. I'll leave you in Mara's capable hands.
I wasn't really thrilled with the choice of Mara. Something about her I just didn't quite trust. She always seemed to be on top of things without really getting into the mix. I couldn't put my finger on it. She did bail me out of trouble with Andra a couple of times, but then one of those times she thought I was Xena. Plus, like she said, if it weren't for her, we wouldn't be in this situation.
So, Zack, whom would you like me to bring to the island?
Will you forcibly bring them?
It depends.
On what?
On my mood, their mood, and who they are.
Fair enough. The first names you'll need are Tua and Thria Thompson.
I will tread lightly with them.
The next person would be my assistant, Carol Gavada.
Okay, that we can handle.
Next, I'll need Santana Clausa.
The Santana?
Is there any other?
I am impressed.
After that, I need Elena Sputnik.
From the moon.
Do you know any other?
You certainly have an eclectic collection of friends.
Most of them are more acquaintances than friends. A couple of them have tried to kill him.
Okay.
Finally, I would like you to bring Nancy Smith.
Who?
She is his massage therapist.
Good idea, Zack. I've seen her, and she's cute.
Zack, these are serious charges against Harv and Dr. Poole.
Well, no reason why I can't be relaxed. Besides, Nancy's one of the few survivors of Harv's and my encounter with a super deadly femme fatale on a base orbiting the Earth.
Oh, okay. Zack, do you have any male clients?
Please get my girlfriend, Electra. She'd be great for moral support.
Your list consists of Tua and Thria Thompson, Carol Gavada, Elena Sputnik, and Santana Clausa. Six of the most powerful beings on Earth.
Yes, and please don't forget about Nancy and Electra.
Zack, I have a photographic memory. I never forget anything. Give me a few hours.
Harv, Randy, and I went back to our room to discuss strategy. Randy wanted to scout out the island, but
but I convinced him that his time would be better spent right there, at least for the time being. If he and Harv were found not to be a threat to all that is, then he could safely cruise the Isle. We sat around a table and started going over our options.
So, what are they worked up about again?
That hooking Harv to my brain makes Harv too powerful a machine. They say he'd become a machine that surpasses humans, and therefore will make humans obsolete.
Well, yes, I can see that. After all, he is.
We'll leave that out of our argument.
Yes, good idea.
I concur. I do not feel quite right being like this. I feel younger, but not better.
What did they do to you?
They seem to use some sort of crystal energy to sever my link with Zack.
Randy leaned over the table. He peered into my eye. Randy, what are you doing?
Looking at your link.
How?
I have a robotic telescopic lens installed in my eye lens.
Oh, okay.
Did you not know that about Dr. Poole?
No.
I sent you an email notice.
Must have gone to my spam folder.
Ah, this is so simple. They just cut the optic link your brain shares with the Harv interface.
Can you fix it?
Of course.
Will it hurt?
Of course.
You know, you could have sugar-coated it a little.
Okay, it won't hurt at all.
Too late.
I really should have paid more attention to the dealing with humans classes in med school.
All of a sudden, the back of my eye started to burn. It felt like it was on fire, plus cut open, while acid was being poured over it. I jumped up from my chair, holding my right eye.
See? I told you it would hurt.
Did you do it? Or did Zack's movement screw the entire process up? I said screw the entire process up. I bet I can use contractions again. Can't, don't, won't, hadn't, ain't.
Harv raised both fists into the air.
I'm back, baby.
I removed my hand from my eye. The pain was pulsating a little, but it was nothing I couldn't handle.
I think it best we keep this to ourselves for now.
Agreed.
Randy?
It was so cool the way I was able to reconnect him so easily. Don't you think the babes will be impressed?
Randy, these are the same women who want to destroy Harv and drain your brain.
Your point being?
They don't appreciate me. Therefore, telling them I am back will not help our case.
Unless you want to be lobotomized.
Nah, then I'd probably never date. Of course, then I wouldn't mind as much. So, what's the plan of action, besides not letting on that the new Harv is back?
First off, I have to ask, is this Harv a danger to the world?
Are you asking me or Dr. Poole?
I'm asking you both.
Harv poses no danger to the world.
I was kind of hoping you two would agree on this.
Okay. He poses
a danger.
Okay, once again, not the answer I was hoping for. I crossed my arms and sat back in my chair. Sing.
You don't really want me to sing, do you?
No.
No, you won't sing? Or no, he doesn't want me to sing?
Both.
It was kind of sad that Harv understood some parts of human nature better than Randy did.
We could do a duet?
I just need answers.
Zack, I am not a theologian.
Randy, stop avoiding the question. Is Harv a danger to the world?
Define danger?
Will he go all Forbin Project on us?
What?
He means will I activate nuclear launch codes and destroy the planet?
Oh, Zack, why didn't you just ask that? Or at least use a Terminator reference.
I need a straight answer, pronto.
Saying Harv is a danger is like saying a fork is a danger. Anything can be a danger if put in the wrong hands.
But in Harv's case, we're talking about his own hands.
Yes, that is a dilemma. He has all the cold, calculating reactions of a machine, but being hooked up to your brain gives him access to so much more than the average machine has. Your brain is not only a source of energy for him, but also a source of inspiration.
I'm honored.
You should be.
But that still doesn't answer my question.
It's because I do not know. Ask Harv.
Well?
Ask yourself, Zack. If you had access to nuclear launch codes, would you use them?
No.
Even if you thought you could save those you love?
Save those I love at the cost of killing millions?
Yes.
No. I don't think I have that in me.
You've killed before.
Yeah, one-on-one when there was no other way out. And it was a very selective kill. You've killed too.
Yes. I think of that often. I calculated all the options. I had to kill the one to save many, many more. She was a threat to the very existence of humans. I am sure there was no other way.
See, Zack, Harv has learned your morals and acted on them. He would no sooner try to destroy humanity than you would. That is part of the reason I hooked him to you in the first place. Your strong moral backbone.
Come on, Randy. I was just an available crash test dummy.
Okay, then your moral backbone was a secondary reason. But a reason, nevertheless.
The question is, Zack, are you all right now?
Harv, you and I have saved the world at least 5 times. Of course I'm all right. I just needed to have my beliefs confirmed.
Now we just need to prove that to the women of Lantis.
Bingo. Of course, that might be easier said than done.
Most things are, Zack.
Yes, I proved that in one of my earlier publications.
Now that I was sure that Harv wasn't a ticking bomb, I felt pretty good about our case. We simply needed to make it clear that having Harv hooked to my brain was a good thing for the world. That shouldn't have been too hard, considering the number of times I've saved the world as we know it. If it weren't for Harv, I'm pretty sure I would have come up short at least once. And when you're talking about the fate of the world, coming up short once is all you need. The women of Lantis were for the most part logical. Once they learned of all the times Harv has helped me out, I was certain they would set him and Randy free. Though I'm not sure Randy wanted to be freed.
So, our argument is that you and I have saved the world, and you couldn't have done it without me, correct?
Correct.
Sounds feasible to me.
Actually, I like to think of it as I saved the world, and Zach helped me.
For the sake of not having an argument, let's just stick with me leading, you helping.
Fine. You humans really have to loosen up on this control fetish of yours.
Yeah, and we probably shouldn't talk like that during the trial either.
Yes, I agree.
I, for one, would be perfectly happy if machines had an equal place in our society. I think machines are far more logical than we humans. They would make good overlords.
You shouldn't mention that either.
Agreed.
Guys, I have a new improved IQ plus score of 301. I am not stupid. Just sometimes, I think if machines ran the world, they would realize my importance and make sure to hook me up with some prime quality tail.
Please don't talk like that at the trial.
You probably should just nod your head and answer yes or no.
Sorry. Sometimes my passion for passion gets in the way of my passion for science.
Frankly, I was surprised that Randy hadn't built himself a mate yet. But that's probably a story for another time. We'll talk about the cases in order. How each time I was faced with some superhuman woman out to destroy the world, and thanks to Harv and me working together, we were able to foil their schemes.
I get credit too?
Of course.
Is my ego as big as his?
No comment.
I think that's a solid plan then.
Plus, we can always say Harv is not a cold, heartless machine, that he gets a sense of morality from me.
Yes, if we get desperate.
Who is it?
It is Baba. We have brought your first guest.
I got up and walked over to the door. Baba and five other large Lantian women were standing there with Nancy Natasha. Baba, nice to see you aren't a lawn ornament anymore. She pushed Natasha into the room.
Luca realized my importance and turned me back. We then decided to start with the least important of your guests first. We figured this one would be missing the least.
Nancy, it's great that you had time to come.
She's a massage therapist. Of course she had time.
I thought it was the least I could do.
Is this the vibe you were talking about earlier?
Perhaps.
I noticed that while Papa was hanging near Natasha and me, the other five women had circled Randy. Randy smiled in ignorant bliss. Papa, what's going on here? She pulled a knife and held it to my throat.
This has nothing to do with you, Zach. Though I would like to see you try to stop it. We are simply here to kill the abomination's creator.
I really do not like being called an abomination.
How do you think I feel? I like the attention, but I wish it came without the death threats.
What is the meaning of this?
I moved my head just enough so I could see Luca had come into the room, accompanied by Elektra and Carol. The would-be attacker stepped down. The newcomers walked up to Natasha and me. I'd never been so glad to see anybody.
Happy to see me, Chico?
Never happier. Nice to have you back, Carol.
Yeah, I let my guard down with the Babette chick. I've learned a lot about how to handle these chicas. It won't happen again.
Looks like you need security to help keep us safe from your security.
Zach, I am so sorry. Boba and her team were just trying to do the right thing.
By killing Randy? How is that the right thing? Randy and Harv now walked over to us.
Yes, how is that the right thing?
Well, you see, he is a man who created a machine that many of us feel endangers the world. They thought if they killed him now, they could avoid a trial where some of the softer among us would be tempted to set him and Harv free.
How do you know this? She showed me a piece of paper with red writing on it.
Boba left a note in my room explaining her motive. She apparently did not count on my quick return.
Apparently. I looked at Luca. The look must have given away my thoughts. She put a hand on her chest.
Zach, I assure you this was an isolated incident by the less moderate among us. Your friend and Harv will receive fair trials.
She is telling what she believes to be the truth.
I assure you I am.
Luca pointed at Papa.
I know you think you are doing good for us all, but we must let the people decide.
What if they decide wrong?
There is no such thing. The will of the people is always the right thing.
But what if the will of the people goes against the will of the queen?
The queen will agree to what the people agree to.
But you are not the queen.
But I am.
Kiana had entered the room.
I, the queen, will go by the people's will.
She wasn't alone. She had Thria, Tua, Santana, and Elena with her, as I had requested. Kiana had even gone one better, also bringing Shannon Cannon and Barbette Ricky.
Do not try to take matters into your own hands again, or you will feel my hand.
Yes, my queen.
Papa and her gang sulked out of the room.
Quite an interesting group you've assembled here, Zack.
I know we brought a couple of extra people, but we thought the more the better.
So you and Kiana want Harv and Randy to be found innocent?
Yes.
Then why have the trial at all?
Mara raised some concerns, and those concerns must be answered.
Mara? The one representing us, right?
Yes. Part of our law states that the accuser must represent the accused. This gives the accuser the opportunity to see the accused in their own true light. We feel if the accused is truly innocent, the accuser will see this and fight harder for them to atone for the accusation.
That may make even less sense than our legal system.
I like it.
Interesting concept.
I rest my case.
I feel kind of uncomfortable about this situation.
Zack can represent myself and Dr. Poole. Zack, with my help, we can do this. I don't trust Mara.
I had to agree with Harv. Something about Mara wasn't quite above board.
Yeah, I can do it.
Are you sure?
Never surer.
Fine. I will let you represent them.
She looked at my group.
This is really an amazing collection of the most powerful beings on Earth.
Yes.
Luca walked past each of the other ladies, giving them the eye.
I'm quite aware of all of your abilities and accomplishments.
She stopped in front of Nancy, Natasha.
Except for yours.
I'm just a humble massage therapist who happened to witness the death of the most powerful being ever created.
That's impossible. I am the most powerful being ever created.
Oh, please. I am more powerful than you now.
Didn't Natasha sort of kill you both?
Oh, she got lucky. We learned a lot from that encounter, and we have grown.
Actually, I am responsible for the happiness of the world. Therefore, I am the most powerful.
I can mentally rearrange matter.
I can too.
I'm learning how to do that. And I once almost destroyed all of the West Coast.
Ladies, it doesn't matter who's the most powerful. You're all powerful in your own ways. Of course, truly powerful people are secure in their power. They know how to work with others.
They nodded in agreement. It seemed that I had quelled a potential storm. Tua pointed at Natasha.
By the way, what are you doing with this group of powerful women?
That's it. You want power, I will give you power.
Poof.
The next thing I knew, though, all the other people in the room except for Natasha had been replaced by small piles of putty.
I can see and rearrange the strings that hold the universe together. Top that, bitches.
Natasha, don't you think you may have overdone it some?
I'm sorry, Zack. Ugh, sometimes it's so frustrating being me without being able to be me. I just need to cool off for a bit.
You can turn them back, right?
Of course. You were a pile of putty too, but I turned you right back.
Thanks. I appreciate that. As long as you can return Elektra and Carol to their original forms, I'm Sub-Zero.
I can tweak their DNA for you if you want.
No thanks. I like them just how they are, flaws and all.
That was the right answer. We all have flaws. It's how we deal with them that makes us us.
She looked around the room.
This is my flaw. This is why I must avoid power.
Yeah, I can see that.
Zack, I wanted to help you, but I'm afraid my help may create an even bigger problem than you are dealing with now. It is best that I just go back to my regular life. I'm happy there, and the rest of the world isn't piles of putty. I'll see you next Wednesday.
Everyone else turned back to normal, seemingly no worse for wear. They apparently had no idea they were all very recently piles of putty. In fact, they didn't even seem to remember that Nancy had been there.
Okay, the trial begins in 1 hour. We'll leave you to prepare.
Once Kiana and all the Lantians left the room, I closed the door and turned back to Elektra.
Only you, Chico.
Actually, this is more Randy's doing.
You think you'll be able to get him out of this?
I don't know.
Zack, I have never heard you utter that phrase before.
I'm not as confident as usual. This is unexplored territory, even for me.
I have something that might help.
She reached into her pocket, pulled out a short tube, and handed it to me.
Barbette brought him back when she returned Carol.
Hey, Gus! I flicked the tube so it would expand.
Greetings, Mr. Zack! I am so happy to be activated again!
I turned him off. He gets a little annoying. He's not the brightest gun in the holster, if you catch my drift.
Welcome to my life.
Did you miss me?
I did, in a strange way.
Is that because of my firepower or my great conversation skills?
A little of both, Gus.
I would have missed you if Miss Electra and Miss Caroline had turned me off.
Well, Gus, you are an acquired taste.
Huh. Electra says the same thing about you.